It's that time again on a Friday when AIM Live presents another update from the Coalface with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Martin, a very good morning to you. Now, the doyen of South African mining, Brian Gilbertson, returning with big investment plans for the thriving coloured gemstone business. I am intrigued already.
Yes, Brian Gilbertson, you know, the man who created the biggest gold mining company in the world, BHP Billiton. He's back with Pallinghurst. He's got his own skin in the game now, and he's putting this business through the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, and one of the pillars of that is gemstones. And he's saying that these gemstones, and we're talking here about emeralds, sapphires and rubies, are at the stage that diamonds were 100 years ago, and that the markets are booming in London and Paris and all the jewelry centers, but the actual mining side of it is very fragmented and undercapitalized, and he is moving in to change that, just as De Beers did 100 years ago. So he's already got an emerald operation in Zambia, which he's transforming already with a bigger output. And his second pillar is Faberge, which is the great brand name that was made famous in Russia. He's now got that license, the Faberge license, which he bought from Unilever. And there will be a synergy between these gemstones and Faberge. Of course, they're two separate pillars and will be operated separately, but the finest of the gemstones will be branded with the Faberge label.
Billions upon billions of rands going into coal mining to meet South Africa's huge future energy needs.
Yeah, that's right. South Africa's and the world's. We find that if you add up the amounts being invested now in energy, coal mining and expansion of coal mining, it's something in the region of 40 billion rand over the next 10 years. So we have Anglo Coal coming ahead with four new mines, the biggest of them, Zondagsfontein, coming through. And we have the BHP Billiton itself with 12 billion rands being invested in two new operations. The one is the Douglas Middleburg Optimization Project, and then the Klipspruit Project. We also have the biggest supplier to Eskom, that's Exxaro, the black-owned Exxaro, listed on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange. Their board has just approved now 9 billion rand additional investment into expanding the operation in the Limpopo. And the Grote Geluk coal plant that they have in the Limpopo is already the biggest in the world. They're now going to double that up and also expand the mine. We have Xstrata and African Rainbow Minerals with their 3 billion rand plus investment in Goedgevonden, which is due to produce next year. And then many medium-sized and smaller energy coal mining activities coming through, all on the back of a very strongly rising coal price. You know, the local price is also better than it was going into Eskom, but then the export prices are up in the high clouds of sometimes up to $150 per ton.
And Johannesburg all set to host a record number of visitors for Africa's biggest mining exhibition.
Yes, that's the Electromining Africa coming up again. There'll be about 35,000 people coming through. That's a record number they're expecting. And then the exhibitors themselves, there are a record number of 700 exhibitors. They've taken up every single spare inch of space at the Expo Center at NASREC, and it's 34,000 square meters of space. This is the second biggest mining exhibition in the world, and it'll take place from September 8th to September 12th.
Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly, thank you very much. He'll be back again at the Coalface at the same time next Friday.